Safety Net Studio presents.
Jusco sounds pretty good in Mexico. I think they got good tacos twice a day.
Shot of tequila at night.
They're
so
probably
sleep.
Authentic tacos too.
Yeah, right. Some guy's
none
asshole he calls taco.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to eat prison tacos.
Welcome to another Wheeler After Dark, and for all of you that forgot that, we take the long weekends off. Yeah, a lot of emails coming in saying, hey, where's the episode? I can't find it. Do you guys do one? The answer is no. It was a long weekend. Deal with it.
Yeah, the answer is eat shit.
Yeah, right. as is normal on this podcast, we are all in different locations except for Tommy and I, who are at the palatial penthouse suite of Polo Park. Just the Sad Jaguar is in the St. Paul, Minnesota area, or are you in Minneapolis? Where is the ballpark? Where is Target
right
Field?
In downtown Minneapolis.
Okay, Minneapolis. But are you staying in St. Paul?
No. Like 10 minutes from the ballpark.
Perfect. Oh,
nice. Yeah, it's awesome.
And Candace Wright tucked into the Yucatan Peninsula.
That's me.
Yeah.
Just here with the big boss.
How's your show buddy from 2 weeks ago there in the corner?
I don't see him, but I see... I sent you guys a video, actually, if you go to your our Jaguar Den chat. If you look, I sent you a video just before the show. Marshmallow caught maybe the biggest moth I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, fucking gross. I'm not looking at that.
Oh, yeah. That thing's huge.
Beauty.
It's like the nice. Size of my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
I walked in and she just like, I saw her just like, because I brought the cat in about 20 minutes before because I knew there was going to be something in here. And sure enough, I came in and she was in the middle of grabbing it. And I'm like, ooh.
This was
fucking disgusting.
A few years ago.
Burn the studio down.
Thinking about it.
Just torch it.
So a few years ago, there was a giant worm on our tree that was, we tried to figure out what it turns into, and it was some Canadian giant moth. But yeah, that thing was about, I would say, 4 or 5 inches long and about an inch thick. It was green. It was absolutely gross. And my daughter's like, oh, look, I got a pet. And then when I showed her what it turns into, she's like, that's it. Never wanted to touch it again. Named it, though. It was Alice. But yeah.
Alice?
Yeah. It was one of those, like, if you imagine taking a bite into it, it would just squirt out juice.
Mm-hmm. No, fuck you. Gross. Too hungover for this conversation.
I'll be honest with you, Jaguar. I'm impressed you showed up today. I really am.
I did it, man. I'm here. I made it.
What time did you go to sleep?
I feel pretty rough. Let's be honest. I went to sleep fairly early because I'm with two guys that go to bed at 8:30. So, like, what am I going to do?
Why do they go to bed at 8:30?
I don't know. They're fucking losers, I guess. Like, last night, it's like 8 o'clock. They're like, well, I think I'm done. I'm like... the fuck are you talking about? Like, I've just been ramping up all day and now you're just gonna leave and go to bed?
You're just peeking.
Yeah, it was brutal.
How was the drive down the interstate on the scooter?
Nope.
What was your now normally for a normal average human being, I would say it probably takes about 11 to 11 and a half hours door to door from
like
Winnipeg.
Eight.
So
no,
what?
It's like 7 or 8.
Is that short?
Yeah, I think it's about 8 hours.
Okay, what did you make it in? 4 or 5?
Just under 6.
Oh, my God. I didn't know
did
the scooter.
Did you actually take your scooter?
Yeah, I didn't know the scooter could go that fast.
I would have paid so much money to see you cross the border with that thing.
Take me 14 hours to get here. It'd be awful. I'd be covered in bugs. Oh. So gross.
So for those that don't know, you were down there checking out the Blue Jays, and it's incredible for those that are listening outside of the perimeter. When the Jays show up in Minneapolis at Target Field, it's basically a Blue Jays home game.
Oh yeah, for sure it is.
Yeah,
like it's at least half or more of the audience is Jays fans.
Mm.
It's like downtown. It's like Little Winnipeg in downtown Minneapolis.
Mm.
I got so I think I texted this to you guys the other day, but. I get to the hotel, we're checking in, and I'm standing there in line, we're just waiting, and then this girl comes up to me and is, like, looking at me like she's going to say something, and I'm like, what the fuck does she want? And she like looks at me and she goes, "Are you the sad jaguar?" And I'm like, "You gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm in Minneapolis."
Would have been way cooler if it was the concierge at the hotel going, "Oh my God, we didn't know." I don't know why I'm giving a Minneapolis version of French accent. It's very foreign. Very foreign. Yeah, it's very cultured in Minneapolis. I'm sorry, should have been, "Hey, aren't you the sad jaguar?"
What did you say?
It was hilarious. Well, I said, yeah, and then talked to her for a couple minutes, and then we bumped into her yesterday, and I was trying to find somewhere to get darts, and she knew somewhere, so she took us there, and I was like, "Yeah, you know, this guy is this Johnny Vegas." She's like, "Johnny Vegas? Holy shit." Like, so funny. Yeah, it was really weird.
What are cigarettes? Like the formally known sad jaguar, because you're not sad anymore, so you're just the jaguar.
I don't know. I just leave it.
What are cigarettes going for down in the old United States of America?
I don't know. What did I pay? I don't actually have any idea.
Just tap and go.
I was pretty wasted. We went to the game, and at the game they have 24-ounce cans of Twisted Tea.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. Just fucking awesome. Like, suck it, keto. And so I was drinking those, and then we went out to a bar after the game and met up with some, I don't know, there's a bunch of Winnipeg people on the patio, or like Niverville, Thunder Bay, and trust me, I told them how I felt about their city. And then some Toronto people that were a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some people from the States. And I was crushing John Daly's. We were just drinking like round after round of John Daly's. And then I ended up going to get darts. And I don't know. Apparently at some point I ate a bunch of McDonald's. I think I barfed like 4 times last night.
Nice.
You actually got sick.
Oh, I have been every day that I haven't been doing the reset now. I've been throwing up.
Now, do you think this is an overload of sugar?
Oh, yeah. It's just crap. I'm putting booze, garbage food. And my body's just like, nah, we're not into this. So I've been puking every day.
Like a model's 19, like a 1990 model's diet.
Right? I'm super skinny.
Shame on you, Jag.
Before we get into the last time I saw you and Tommy before you made your trip at when I saw you at Polo Park, speaking of prices of things, so quick story. Now, keep in mind, I am a fairly new coffee drinker, and one of my biggest pushbacks against coffee was, sometimes there's good coffee, sometimes there's bad coffee, sometimes the coffee's ready, sometimes the coffee's not ready. Coca-Cola was always the exact same. No matter what, crack the can, you knew what you were getting. You're getting the same amount of sugar and syrup and everything every single time, right? That was the argument moving forward. So now that I'm drinking less Coke and more coffee in the morning, I'm running into all of the problems that I knew were there before I became a coffee drinker. For instance, on my way here this morning, we're recording here on a Sunday morning, and looking around at places, drive-thrus are lined up like crazy. I'm like, nah, too long. So I was like, Subway, it's empty. They're open. I'll go in there. So I pull in. There's no drive-thru, obviously. So I pull in and I go in. She goes, "Hi, how are you?" I said, "Good. Is it just a large black coffee, please?" She goes, "Oh, coffee's not quite ready yet. It'll be about 7 minutes." I said, "Okay, no problem." Then I went to leave. She goes, "You're leaving?" I'm like, "Your coffee's not fucking ready. Yeah. I'm not waiting around. It's like you're a restaurant. You serve breakfast. You're supposed to have fucking coffee ready."
How about you just make your own coffee?
Yeah, okay, here's the problem, though. Where I'm staying, my roommate, he has a really fancy coffee maker, but it's really loud because it grounds the beans right away, and he was still in bed. I don't want to wake the guy up. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Coffee's supposed to wake you up by drinking it, not by making it.
That's a good point.
So more to that story, yesterday I was in the studio again, and in the same situation, all of the drive-thrus on my way were all lined up. It was a Saturday morning, and so I decided to park because we're at Polo Park. So I walked all the way through Polo Park Mall looking for the very first spot where I could get a coffee, and I'm upstairs, and I go all the way, and I'm at the food court. And I was like, A&W. So I go to A&W. I got cash in my pocket. Large black coffee, serves it up. She goes, "That'll be $2.37. I said, "Huh, you're actually 11 cents more expensive than Tim Hortons." She goes, "But we give free refills."
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. All day? Can go back with the same cup? Well,
I don't know if it was bottomless, but I even said, "Oh, it's too far of a walk." I said, "I'm on the other side of Polo Park." She goes, "You want your free refill now?" So she was willing to hand me two coffees. So it sounds like it's a two for one for $2.37, which is a much more reasonable cost.
Yep. That's awesome.
And that's a really good tip.
Yeah, was good. How was the coffee?
It was good black coffee. It's pretty standard. I mean, yeah. It didn't blow my socks off. But yeah, I mean, I don't have the palate for coffee like I do for other things. So it's just like, is it bean? Is it black? Is it caffeinated? I'm good.
Mm. Do you put anything in your coffee? Are you putting cream or sugar?
No, I usually go black. This morning I treated myself because I stopped in at 7-Eleven and I did a little bit of the hazelnut
Ooh,
cream for a treat.
Fancy man.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Sunday after all.
Just living it up, eh?
So, speaking of living it up, we decided to go out Thursday night, and man, what a crew. The old VI pod showed up.
Yeah, the OG VI pod.
Yeah. The Nomad gave me a big hug and gave me an extra one to send to you, Candace Ray.
Aw, gosh, I love that woman.
Yeah, and she looks great, too. She's awesome. She looks happy. She looks vibrant.
Okay, settle down.
What, she does? She looks great.
Nah. No, she's gross.
It's not pumped.
How long is she in Winnipeg for, did she say?
Too long. I think normal time. Doesn't she always leave like in fall or something?
Yeah. She came back in, I guess, beginning of May or so, and then she doesn't leave till like September or so. She usually stays here for my birthday, get drunk, and I'll kick her out. Yeah.
And then Brett's
there. So what did you guys do?
Yeah. Oh, we went to go see The Machine.
Oh, gosh. Is it as good as I think it's going to be?
I
gotta
it.
Say, I wasn't super impressed.
Did you fall asleep during half of it? You were also drunk when you showed up.
I was a little drunk when I showed up.
Yeah, yes. And you left to take a piss in the middle
of
the
movie? Yeah, I left to take a piss for a bit.
For a bit? It's a movie. You run in and you run out. That's how that works.
I wasn't that, I don't know. See, it didn't grab me like I thought it would.
I really enjoyed it. And my favorite part was actually how they were switching the timelines. Like the transition, the effects were amazing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We're going from like, you know, 95 to present. It was awesome. And the story was overall like, you know, like...
Well, we know the story.
You talked about it on the show that, yeah, they went over the top, obviously, because they had to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was action-packed. It was funny. I think Bert Kreischer did a fantastic job playing himself, obviously.
Right.
But his fight scene was actually pretty damn good.
It was good.
I didn't think...
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's
kind of like Eminem when he did his own role of creating his own story. You would hope that they excel in that role because they're playing themselves.
Now, what I said was that if you know the joke, then the movie's hilarious. If you don't know the joke, the movie's still funny.
Who would go and see it without seeing his stand-up comedy, though?
The Nomad?
No. She
so
hadn't seen it?
We have to show her the clip. Before, because she's like, oh, I don't know what this is, but sure, I'll join you guys. And then so we sent her the YouTube clip, and then she's like, oh, yeah, this looks hilarious. I'll go watch it. She liked it. But she's also not very smart, so.
It had some pretty funny moments. I'll give it that. There was some pretty funny stuff. As a whole movie, I didn't love it, but as scenes and, like, some of the jokes and bits was pretty funny.
Well, I remember, I don't know if you remember me telling you this to you guys, because, again, you were pretty drunk, but this is either a one and done for Bert Kreischer as far as being on the big screen, or people go, hey, he's a fat, funny guy. We can use a fat, funny guy, because we don't have a Chris Farley anymore, and you know, we need a new fat, funny guy.
I can see him doing more. He did pretty good.
Well, again, he played himself, but I think he was smart enough to know when to go over the top and when to reel it back, and I think that's important. But you could tell he was having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, here's the real question. Since, you know, comedy can be turned into a movie, we've seen that happen a few times. If our show was turned into a movie, let's talk about who would play who. Now, Dave would be played by Keanu Reeves, and I would be played by myself.
I was going to have Rupert Grint play you.
Who's that?
The ginger from Harry Potter.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking
of
Keanu Reeves,
happening for us?
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, Candace Ray, I've got Keanu Reeves coming up in music news you can use.
Like he's here?
No, he's coming up in music news.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. What is he doing for music? Does he play music?
That's what we call a radio hook.
Mm. Oh, man, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Jags, who would play you, and Tommy, who would play you? Like, if you could pick somebody to play your role in your life story, who would it be?
Bert Kreischer.
I think I'd want Justin Timberlake to play me.
Oh, come on.
What?
No.
What's
way.
Wrong with that?
No way. He's too good for you.
You just chose Bert Kreischer, you fucking idiot. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you guys are both massive upgrades on that one.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the... Hey, listen, if you're giving me the opportunity, yeah. I'm taking it.
You got full range. I think I'd ask Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep could play anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, Dave.
She could play my role and the cats.
Yeah, no, Candace nailed it. Either Keanu Reeves or Dave Grohl. I'm okay with those two.
Okay.
Yeah, right. They could step into those roles. Or Sam Smith, whatever. I don't care.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, whatever.
Sam Smith.
No, I don't care. First guy that came to mind.
Pre-satanic rituals or post?
Oh, man.
Too much? Is this Saturday morning? All right. Okay. Oh, it's Sunday. Sorry. Oh, yeah, it's a church day. I apologize.
Yeah, don't
everybody.
Talk about
yeah,
Satan.
Yeah,
on
sorry,
Sunday.
Everybody.
Come on.
I do apologize. I did the cross thing on my body for you.
Yeah, I'm a devout believer in the Jesus thing.
Hey, hey, Candace Ray, when should I address the big white elephant in the room to Sad Jaguar?
Yeah, I think you should do it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready? Is that Jaguar?
Yeah. Yeah, what? Yeah.
I'm done drinking.
Oh, God.
I'm...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tommy just got up and walked
again.
Away.
Like, what do you...
Tommy
what?
Just left the studio.
Yep.
What do you mean you're done?
Okay,
what
well, hear me out on this. So we were halfway through this month of the metabolic reset, and I don't know what sparked it, but... I just grabbed a beer on a Friday and I started drinking and I didn't stop until Sunday evening into Monday morning because it was the long weekend and I just fucking drank and I didn't stop drinking. And then once I did stop drinking, I just kind of thought, or not even thought, it was just, I've had my fill. I'm good. Like that was like, I was almost at the top of my tank and that weekend just kind of, you know, put it over and I was overflowing a little bit and I'm like, I'm good. I've had my fill. Like I really have no desire. Like, it's not one of those, like, oh, I can't wait to go back and start drinking again. Like, I just really feel like I'm done.
Oh.
I know. It's the weirdest feeling. It wasn't even something that I was chasing after. It was like, one of these days, it was just like, yeah, I'm good. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm still going to smoke pot and whatnot. But, you know, I don't know. I just really felt like...
Just over it?
Yeah. I just really felt like I had my fill.
Well, that's sad.
Which makes you
incredibly
happy.
Incredibly sad.
But that makes you happy.
Not when it affects me like this.
Well, and it's so funny you say that because those are some of the things that ran through my head where well, what am I going to do with Sad Jaguar now? Because that's all we do. We just fucking drink.
Yeah, we're not hanging out anymore.
Yeah.
This is our last show. None of us actually really like each other. We're all just drunk usually.
Yeah. Booze is friends with booze, though.
Yep. But here's the problem.
Okay, well... I mean, all right.
But
I don't know. Like,
but I'm not going to be one of those people that are like judgy or like, oh, if you guys are going to have a drink. Like last night, I went and picked up Tyler and his boyfriend and took them to a Manitoba social that I went to last night. Yeah, baby. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that were so excited there. They're like, this is my first social since before the pandemic. I'm so happy to be back doing socials. It was just amazing. And it was fine. Like, it wasn't like I didn't feel like I needed to have one. I didn't feel like, oh, my God, these people are annoying because they're drunk and I'm not. Didn't have any of that anxiety whatsoever.
Did you smoke pot?
I smoked a little bit of pot once I got there.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I just had a couple of hoots, but that was just more for, I don't even know what that was for. That was just, I don't know if it was for social or what, but I was just like, yeah, it really didn't faze me at all. Like I think maybe last night was kind of like, yeah, I think I'm okay.
Yeah. It sounds like you're just kind of done.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So sad.
And it was just kind of like a moment of, yeah, you're good.
Are you saying that you'll never ever touch alcohol again?
No.
Or just like you're done for now, and then if you feel like having a glass of whiskey or something, you still going to? Or
yeah, I think so. Like I don't know when that time is going to be. I'm not looking for it. I'm not going to expect it. I'm not putting a timeline on it. I'm not putting a date on it. I'm not putting a reason for it. It's just if the mood strikes me, maybe. But I really can't see myself having the mood.
Huh.
Good for you.
It really?
Go away for 2 fucking days. His what happens. Damn days I go away.
He also hasn't come back to Mexico where beers are a dollar.
And I've been putting in work here. I'm throwing up every day. I'm putting in the work. I'm getting back in. And then this shit, you show up with this bullshit.
I'll still drink with you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No, I think that's, I don't know. I don't want to say good for you, but good for you. It's obviously just like a thing.
And it's weird. It's not even that I was looking for qualification or anything, or like I'm holding myself like I did You know, it's just had my fill. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like I had my fill.
You haven't
had a
craving?
A good run.
Sorry, who?
Well, I said you haven't had a craving, and Jaguar said, well, you had a good run.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well, I mean, that's the other thing, too. I mean, I started probably drinking when I was probably 18. I mean, I had drinks before that. I'd go out and get drunk as a teenager, but really started kind of like drinking like 18, 19. And then I think I was into my 20s when I was like, oh, I'm going to drink by myself. You know, I'm at home. I'm going to have half a bottle of Jägermeister by myself. And then it just kind of continued from there. And that's it's a good run. I think I had a good run, 20 some odd years.
I'd say so. Your wife doesn't sound super disappointed about any of this.
Nope.
Especially for the pocketbook.
Especially well, that's for the pocketbook. True. Yeah, like after what we've gone through over the last 5 years, you know, you could imagine how much more intense drinking got, or how much more intense, and not just for Dave. I mean, even like we'd be like stressed about it and be like, well, let's have a bottle of wine. And, you know, you're just like, well, we can't really afford it. And so just to know that, you know, he made this decision, and it's a decision that he made on his own. Because let me just be honest, I've asked a few times, hey, like, can you ease up and this kind of thing? And it has to be that person's decision. And when he came to me and said, I've decided, I thought, holy shit, like, you really do have to decide something like that for yourself. If your spouse is bitching at you constantly to do something, of course you want to do it for them.
Yeah, so she never asked, but...
No, I just like, there was like these, I don't know, hypnosis things that you play in the evening when he sleeps. No. I'm really proud of him. Like, as somebody who knows, I mean, Dave, you've said this on the show before, a high-functioning alcoholic, able to handle your booze really well. I've never known anybody outside of Jaguar who can drink and function and still do what you guys do, and you're successful. And when, I'm so proud of you for making that decision, like really, really proud, because it's not an easy decision. You're breaking a habit. And as we all know, even keto, you know, cutting out sugar, cutting out booze, and cutting anything out of our system is challenging.
Well, I've told this before on the show, but there was an old Irish gentleman he wasn't old when I was growing up, but he's old now. That was my brother's best friend's dad. And I just remember something he said once upon a time. I don't even remember the context, but he said, never get yourself in, and this coming from an Irishman, never getting yourself in enough trouble where you can't enjoy a cold beer on a hot day. And I still think I'm going to be able to do that, you know, if the mood strikes me. But again, it's not like I'm like, I have to put it down because if I touch it again, you know, I'm going to go into it. I just don't have a desire right now. Like, there's just no desire there.
Yeah, no, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
that's fair. I don't know.
That's why, like, you know, Kenneth, when you kind of mentioned that cutting it out, well, you're not really cutting it out, but you just don't want to have it right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like when you say you got to cut it out, it's because you have to do it for a reason, mm-hmm. right? You know, like, I've been doing the keto for a reason, because I'm trying to not get called out by my mom that I'm fat when I go back to Slovakia. You know? So I'm cutting out certain things. But
regardless if it's your mother, you're still trying to impress a woman.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You've lost a bunch of weight, though, Tommy.
I did. Now things are starting to hang. So, you know, I got to work out now, apparently. That sucks.
Yeah, so you just made one more problem.
Yeah, so I'll just start drinking.
There he is.
I drank all weekend, but didn't eat crap like you, so.
Oh, still man. Better than you. That was bad. I got to stop doing that.
Have you got one more baseball game today?
We haven't decided yet.
You think about just driving home?
Yeah, one of the two. We're not sure. Hmm. I haven't talked to the boys yet this morning, so I'll see them after the show, and then we'll decide what we're going to do.
Why is there so many baseball games in a weekend? Is that a thing? You play back-to-back baseball games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's 162 games in the schedule. They got to squeeze them in quick.
But that's actually a really great way to do a weekend, because I love a live sporting event. Give me a live sporting event all day, every day. I'll sit there in the stands and, you know, I love all of that. So it makes sense. Like, and baseball's long.
It's not as long as it used to be.
What?
It's like
they've changed some rules. Like, the pitchers have the pitchers have a time count now. They got to get the ball out of their hand in a certain time. They can't just sit there and shake things off. So yeah, they've done a good job trying to speed it up.
It's like a hockey game now. Like, it's
no, really?
3 hours or less. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's like between 2 and 3 hours. I think some of them used to run, what, Dave, like over four?
Well, I mean, shit, if you had a double header, you might as well strap in for a full day's work. I mean, you get your 15-minute breaks and your half-hour lunch, and yeah, I mean, you could go anywhere from 7 hours on a double header.
Oh, my God. That's too much baseball. I like it, but that's too much baseball.
Hey, Did you have a hot dog when you were there?
Oh, hell yeah.
Dirty dog.
Yeah, ballpark dogs are the best.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Hold on. I gotta know what you guys all put on your hot dog before we go into music news you can use.
Oof. Okay. Onions and sauerkraut and relish and ketchup and mustard. That's what I had.
What is sauerkraut? Somebody, I have no idea what it is.
Pickled cabbage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. I've been avoiding that my whole life. I love cabbage and I loved anything pickled, especially.
Yeah, what are you crazy? You'd love sauerkraut.
Just a different process.
Yeah. And it's crunchy and cold? Is it cold?
It's cold.
It can be, yeah.
Tommy brings up a valid question. Is it fermented or is it pickled?
Ooh, I think it's fermented.
What's the difference?
One's in vinegar and one's in something else. One's in formaldehyde.
Oh, I want the one that's in vinegar. I love vinegar.
I think it's fermented.
I love drinking pickle juice.
I do not. Anytime I have a stomach ache, Rachel's like, drink a shot of pickle juice. I'm like, that sounds fucking gross.
There you go, fermented.
Fermented by various lactic acid bacteria.
Okay. Ugh. No, you'd still like it.
Okay.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, all right, fuck
Dave,
cabbage.
What do you put on a hot dog? You're at a ballpark. You get anything you want. What are you putting on it?
Well, I actually had Smokies with my roommate last night, the pool man. And I made up some craft dinner, and he said it was the best craft dinner he's ever had. And I said, it doesn't taste like rocks and vinegar. And
for those who don't know, my son said when I made craft dinner a few years ago for him and I followed the instructions by the box, he ate it. He looked at me and said, Mom, that tastes just like rocks and vinegar. Never made it again.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the old adage of like, yeah, I know I screwed up the laundry. I know all the white shirts are pink. I guess I just shouldn't do laundry anymore because I'm not very good at it.
It's like you with cutting grass.
You're right.
When you lied about how you were allergic to it.
Candace has an allergy to Kraft dinner. Yeah.
Forgot about that, Dave, in the grass.
By the way, speaking of which, is it weird that I follow a guy called SB Mowing on YouTube? And what he does is he goes and he cuts people's lawn for free as long as he's allowed to time lapse it and record it. And it's one of those videos that are just really satisfying watching him. It takes 7 to 9 hours. And he does a time lapse and he trims all of the there's a sidewalk there. And like he just makes this place look incredible. It is such a satisfying video to watch.
I love that. I like a nicely mowed lawn.
I agree. I love watching time-lapse videos. There's one, Dave or Jags, Tommy, you should look for it. They clean, I know this sounds crazy, but they clean rugs.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen those. Yeah. Those are great.
It's so
like
satisfying.
They don't even look like rugs at first.
Do they use their tongue?
Some.
I Googled that and it was a whole thing. And yeah.
I cleaned Tommy's rug once.
Your mustache is still stained.
There's not enough twisted teas in the world to wash that taste out of my mouth.
Is it a taste of sauerkraut fermented?
Yeah, it tastes like cabbage.
What are you putting on a hot dog, Candace, right? While you're thinking about it, I'm going to share a little bit of information that Dr. Delicious shared in our group chat. Saying how people are saying, oh my God, the nitrates, the badness in hot dogs, the nitrates are so bad for you. Well, Dr. D went and did a little research and turns out there's more nitrates in fucking kale or lettuce than there
is
in a hot dog.
Spinach.
So lips and assholes wins again.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I fucking love hot dogs.
Right?
Yeah, hot dogs are pretty good. I would say, honestly, I'm pretty classic. I would just like mustard and ketchup.
Hmm.
I do like relish, but I don't want to put it on because I'll be honest, I'm already worried that it's going to be messy. I'm going to be like Dave and I'm going to have a white shirt and a drop on it.
Oh, I did it at the movie theater too.
Oh
you did it?
Yeah, can't take me anywhere.
Did you really?
Yeah, you saw what I was eating. I had a whole meal.
I wore this. I'm wearing a white shirt. I wore this to the game yesterday and it's spotless and I ate a hot dog. don't know how you do what you do.
What was his name? And did you do it in an outhouse or in the bathroom?
Yeah, both.
Yeah, talk about you and a hot dog.
Cheese, mustard, and as much hot sauce as I can fit in that motherfucker.
Nice.
By the way, speaking of relish, never been a fan of the relish, and I figured out why. It was years ago I finally figured it out, because I like pickles, and someone's always just chopped up pickles. I'm like, what kind of pickles? They said it's the sweet pickle. Yep. I'm like, that's why I don't like it. If they could make a dill pickle relish, I'd be fucking all in.
Oh, there's
because they don't. You don't like the sweetness?
I just don't like the sweet pickles. I don't like it.
Hmm. You know what I like on a hot dog? Corn relish. That shit is awesome.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh, it's so good.
So what are they? Fancy. They pickle the corn?
Yeah, it's like a thing. You can buy it. It's the same people who make the other relish.
Like Frenchies?
I don't know. French's, Heinz, one of those. You know, the companies that make condiments. There's like six of them. One of those.
There's only two. They got the whole market on that
yeah,
one. One of them has a better ketchup. One of them has a better mustard.
No, French's nailed both now.
French's, they do have the better mustard.
But their ketchup's better, too.
Really? Yeah. Are they the ones with the squeeze? Like the turnover squeeze? Like it's already turned over?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then yeah, you're right. Because I don't like the one where it's on the top and I got to flip it over.
No, fuck that.
I could go for
seems
that.
Like so much fucking work. I got no time to twist my ankle.
Who's got time for that shit? Dave, what are you going to do with all your free time now that you're not drinking?
Probably work
with
more.
His wife and his kids.
Well,
that sounds shitty.
Well, the thing though, I mean, I never really took a time where like, hey, I'm going to go drink. I just kind of drink while I did things. That's kind of that comes
true.
Part and parcel with being a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how I do on a golf course. That'll be interesting.
I get nervous about this because you do it, and then someone else I know is going to do it, and all of a sudden now I'm partying with nobody who's. Like, nobody's drinking anymore. Then
yeah,
I
but they're still
it.
Having some hoots. There's still a good time.
Yeah, like, it's not the same.
You can't hang out. Like, so if Dave's got some hoots, you've got some drinks, it's not the same.
It won't be the same type of hangout as if we're both drinking.
It's a weird thing that I've discovered about sitting down and having a drink with somebody. Part of it is like, you're...
Tommy, I just love Tommy's reaction in the back there.
He's upset. I can see it.
You're both engaging in a social contract where it's like we're going to sit down and we're going to let our inhibitions go the way of the wind, and whatever kind of happens inside of the social thing, we're both on the same level. We're both getting drunk, and we both know that, you know, like the night that we stayed up until like 4 o'clock in the morning at the bar in Mexico and just solved the world problem. We solved every single world problem. We just can't remember any of them.
It's true.
About to hit record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It would have been a hell of a good podcast.
Oh God, I don't know about that.
Yeah, we tried that a couple times back in the old basement studio and then in West St. Paul, and it didn't go over.
Nope.
That's like the first VIP.
Well, and that's
episode.
The thing too.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. And that's the thing too. Like when you're talking about it, but like you're still having some hoots that which you can do in Canada, but you're not going to find that in Mexico.
Well,
I think the real thing you're talking about.
Just gotta go to Quintana Roo.
Yeah, I guess, but that's not where we live. You're not going to do it in the state of the Yucatan. You're going to go to jail forever.
Jusco sounds pretty good in Mexico. I think they got good tacos twice a day.
Shot of tequila at night.
They're
so you can
probably
sleep.
Authentic tacos too.
Yeah, right. Some guy's
none
asshole he calls taco.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to eat prison tacos.
Toss salad taco.
Ugh.
But I figured since I know somebody who works in the weed industry, it shouldn't be too hard to make sure I'm topped up.
That's true. Yeah. We'll get you trying different stuff.
Yeah, I would like to develop more of a palate because right now it's just like, does it get me stoned? Great.
You've kind of always been like that.
Yeah.
You guys used to smoke a lot of weed.
I used to smoke all the weed.
Yeah, you and Candace used to smoke tons of weed.
I used to smoke. I haven't had weed for almost 2 years.
Yeah, Candace was a full-on wake and bake for a period of time there during the pandemic.
Yeah. I would have to have a hoot in the morning, like my stress level, just to keep me just regulated. And I'm so glad that I took up such a big break because it should be like, hey, I'm going to a bonfire or hey, I'm going to see a movie. Like it should be a treat and not the way that I was treating it. I was 100% abusing my body personally. That's the way I feel about it. And I'm so glad because like I wasn't dealing with what was happening. in my life. And so I would wake up and be like, oh my God, is that a broken pool in the background that's like not ever going to get fixed to the shitty rental and like the worst place in the world? I'm just going to get fucking, I'm going to have a hoot. So like, I felt like I was better. And so moving to Mexico, you're just forced to go cold turkey.
I guess you just had no choice. Yeah.
I had no choice. And so, and I haven't had a drink since Dave left. So I feel all the emotion. God. Yeah, I know.
You guys are fucked.
I will say this, and I'm going to drag it back to conversation I want to have here, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on it. But we are starting to see a few more shops pop up where we are with the weed leaf on it and whatnot. Then you go in and they do CBD or they'll do gummies. Like they don't do any THC, and they're very clear. Like, no, the rules are still, we're getting there slowly, but not quite yet. And is it going to be statewide or is it going to be federal wide? We don't know yet.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
It's music news you can use.
For May 29th, 2023. Foo Fighters played the second gig of their comeback tour over the weekend and were joined on stage by the late drummer Taylor Hawkins' son, Shane Hawkins. Last week, the band played their first full concert of 2023 in New Hampshire. It also saw them introduce newly announced drummer Josh Freese, formerly of Guns N' Roses, Paramore, Weezer, Nine Inch Nails, and more, who took on the role following the passing of Hawkins last year. Here's some audio from the Boston show with Shane Hawkins on drums playing 1995's I'll Stick Around. Fighters are set to release their first record since the death of Taylor Hawkins last year, but here we are. Foo Fighters' 11th studio album gets released this Friday. That is a band called Dogstar, and a guy by the name of Keanu Reeves plays bass. Dogstar played their first gig in two decades over the weekend, and here's how they sounded.
Looking at across the street, television I see alive tonight.
The band released two albums, 1996's Our Little Visionary and 2000's Happy Ending, before calling it quits in 2002. Reeves played bass in the band, and interest in them grew as his acting career began to take off. After reuniting last summer, the band recently revealed they are preparing to release their first new music in 23 years.
I'm thinking I'm back.
And finally, Queens of the Stone Age gave a live debut to their new single, Emotion Sickness, as part of their first live gig in 3 years this past weekend. The new album, called In Time's New Roman, is the 8th studio album by Queens of the Stone Age and will be released on June 16th of this year. That's music news you can use for May 29th, 2023. I'm Dave Wheeler.
While the world loves to play, love's sweetest game, dear, then you came, love is my night.
On that topic, and we all kind of knew this was going to be a slippery slope when it happened, but when Justin Trudeau legalized marijuana, and that's the only thing I'll give him credit for as far as his tenure of being prime minister in Canada. Now we're starting to see that gray area kind of open up, and the West Coast has been a little more lenient about it, but here in Manitoba, we had a fully functional storefront mushroom store open up and lasted for a little
days.
While. Yeah, for a little while, just shy of a week, and they got shut the fuck down real quick.
Which is interesting because that same company has, from what I understand, they have other stores across Canada that are not being shut down.
So it's just Manitoba?
Yeah. That's my understanding. I don't know if that's 100% true. If someone does know, let us know. But
I have a few questions here. So we're talking about a mushroom store, so I can go in and get some mushrooms for the weekend. This is going to be a thing, or it's like pills that I can, like, you just help me sleep. Like, is it?
Well, it's funny you say that. Now, they had, if you walk in, think of it like no different than your local head shop, where it was, you know, they had all these different strains and you could order and buy the bag and how big and whatnot. Apparently, this is coming out of the Winnipeg Police Service, so take it with a grain of salt if you will, but apparently it was all the same strain. They were just dressing it up and marketing it and selling it at different prices, but everyone was getting the exact same batch from the exact same grow. And not only that, the police said, their practice of cleanliness wasn't exactly awesome. It was just a bunch of mushrooms sitting in the back room that they'd go and they'd weigh it.
Yeah,
and
throw it in a bag. Like Ziploc bags. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing was professionally packaged. It was just kind of sitting next to like a construction equipment and a vacuum cleaner and dust and stuff. And it wasn't, because there's no regulations, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I think mushrooms will likely be the next thing to be a regulated substance that the government will legalize. And it'll be good because then you get information, you get control, you get procedures and things like where you know where it's coming from, you know it's good, you know it's clean, like all that stuff.
Didn't
I see some value in that.
Didn't they decriminalize cocaine in BC now? Or
Yeah, they decriminalized all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Is it all of BC? I think so.
Wait. Yeah,
what does
go
that
ahead.
Mean? So you
it means you can't go to jail for having it.
Yeah.
Oh.
We still can't legally buy it anywhere, right?
But if you have it, you're not going to go to jail. Okay. I mean, I agree about the mushrooms. I think I agree with you, Jaguar. Like having it and being like, okay, well, I have anxiety or I have depression or I have this. Like there's so much research that supports not only the weed industry, but supports the mushroom industry and how good it can be for microdosing and how it's helped people with focusing and everything. I'm all for it. And if I'm walking into a dispensary, I want it to be professional. I don't want it to be like, you know, like I'm going to go buy it when I was 16 years old and there's a little baggie and I'm going to my friend's cabin.
Yeah, where are we in this?
Fun too, but
where are we in this day and age where we can't trust our drug dealers? I mean, Jesus Christ!
Right? Like, look what's happened.
Drug dealers are becoming legal, and they're going straight. Dave isn't drinking.
What's
the rule?
I don't like any of this.
What is the rule?
I'm staying here. I'm not coming.
Having them on you and using them.
I really don't know. I mean, Jaguar, maybe you can shed some light on that. But as far as I understand, it's a zero as far as mushrooms. And I still think it's a zero tolerance if you're caught. Because the people that this shop that got busted, not only did they get shut down, the people that were there got charged with drug trafficking. Like, they didn't get fined. Like they're making an example out of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's fully illegal. But there's parts of the country that are more liberal with that kind of thing, like BC. There's mushroom stores in BC and they'll never get shut down.
Right.
But no different than before weed was legal, there was weed stores in BC and they never got shut down.
Right.
Like BC tends to sort of lead the charge on that end of things in Canada. And so I think trying to open a mushroom store in Winnipeg, in Osborne Village is just not smart because our province doesn't do that kind of stuff. That's just not how we think. That's not how our province operates.
Yeah,
I get it. You want to challenge it, and it's probably to make a statement. But Toronto might allow it to stay open. BC would allow it to stay open. You're not going to get that same thing in Manitoba.
Not yet, or not at all.
Oh, it'll happen eventually. Like mushrooms will be legalized, and then it'll be fine.
Yeah, I just can't see this province setting a mandate going, yeah, totally cool, you can do that. Because like I said, it becomes a slippery slope. And then, you know, what's the next one on the docket, right?
Well, and I think if everyone's kind of suspecting Manitoba's going to go NDP. I think if the NDP wins, then we'll see some of that stuff probably get easier.
Yeah, well, I mean, their big thing is they want to open up more safe injection sites downtown. They feel that'll make downtown safer. Now, some of us agree on that, some of us don't, but you really can't have one without the other. It's like if you're going to say that's okay, then why wouldn't you be able to open up a weed store or a mushroom store?
Exactly, right? Now, can the provinces, the province can just choose to allow it. The federal government wouldn't step in.
Listen, it was less than 10 years ago that on a Sunday, if you sat down at a lounge, you couldn't order a beer unless you had food in front of you. So, you know, we're still a little archaic on the whole Mennonite scale when it comes to that shit.
You still can't buy beer unless it's attached to a hotel.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's a thing still.
You can buy beer. You just can't buy it cold.
Sorry. You can buy beer at the liquor store.
Yeah, but it's warm.
Wait, so
you can only buy cold beer if it's attached to a hotel.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to open up a beer store in Winnipeg, it could be a warm beer store. I could call it that.
No, you'd have to own a hotel.
What's classified as a hotel? Can I just have one room?
Yeah, does an Airbnb count?
Rent it out every hour?
It's probably... I don't know.
If you open up a fucking 1-hour hotel, we've got to have a bigger conversation than on this podcast.
I mean, I definitely was in another life for sure. I know I was. I know it.
Well, and you're already, you quickly went there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I know I ran one and took care of some bitches. Like, I oversaw a whole bunch of ladies and I effed up a lot of shit.
I probably hired a few of them in that lifetime.
And maybe that's where our past lives are tangled. Yeah. You were one of my best customers and we fell in love. You want to see what those young ladies are doing? Wait until you come over here. Oh, shit. Sorry, I totally derailed that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny. I will say that, you know, throughout the country, there are these little, we'll call them speakeasies, but yeah, there are still... whorehouses that are operating under the I would say that authority knows about them, but as long as they're not flagrant, like saying magic mushrooms sold here,
yeah,
you know, they just got maybe an address or something, and those that know and they keep it quiet and everyone shuts the fuck up about it, then they're okay to let it go.
Yeah, and that's already kind of happening.
Oh yeah, it's been happening for fucking since the beginning of time.
It's pretty easy to get mushrooms. Like, it's easier now to get mushrooms than it's ever been.
I sent a message in one of the group chats we were all in. I was looking at, there's this town close by, and I was like, oh, they have a movie theater. They have like a little mini mall there. They have a little carnival on a Saturday. I said, kids, we should go. So I just Googled the neighborhood, kind of see what's there. And I saw, you know how when you like zoom out, it'll like a name will pop up. But as you zoom in, more and more places will show up the name of the business. And so like Dave popped up, and I'm like, oh, there's a little place called Dave over here. And as I zoomed in, it's called Dave's Chinese Pleasure Palace.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to know what it's classified as? It's not classified as a restaurant or like a coffee shop. It's called a religious destination.
Oh, wow.
It's a real come to Jesus moment.
I might just become religious again.
I got to drive by this. It's open 24 hours if you could.
Yeah, it is.
Dave's Chinese
Pleasure. And
I wonder, hey, what could be happening there?
I'll do a full pot product review upon my return.
Sorry, Jags. I don't know, but it's definitely got to be a place of sexual business. It has to be. And I don't know what the legalities are that in Mexico. I have no idea. I've never looked into it. I don't know if it's a legal thing to do here.
Well, I know when Tyler first showed up, when he came down for a visit over a year ago, he landed, and one of his first questions was, hey, is it gay friendly down here? I'm like, oh, dude, we're going to pass 3 gay bars on the way to the house. You can literally pass for certain spots downtown. I wouldn't call it a red light district, but there's full on neon sex here, you know, live nudes. So they're a little more flagrant about it.
Dave's Chinese Pleasure Palace.
Right? Religious destination. It has a 4.3 star review.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, we're going to have to drive by. I'll drive by it this week, take a picture, and send it to you guys. But
let's figure out what this place is all about and talk about it next week.
What, I'm going to go in and have a religious experience?
Well, yeah, bring none of us are in Mexico.
I think that's called cheating on your spouse, though, isn't it?
No, it's because you're paying for a service.
Sorry, tell me.
me and my buddy were talking about this. It's like, well, if you actually like pay for a hooker, you're technically paying for a service. So it's like buying a coffee or getting a massage. And
my wife makes good craft dinner, but I'd rather pay someone to do it.
I wonder if I get a fortune cookie at the end, though, because I'd be pretty happy about that.
Oh, someone would get you a fortune cookie.
I'll just be like Dave when, what is it, what Dave 20 years ago, I'll just go in and, you know, let somebody just play with the
Wait, what does Candace do? Oh, you just get to play with her titties. Is that on the menu? Is titty playing on the menu?
And that's the thing. Is it a restaurant in front? Like, I've seen.
Well, I hope there's a menu. You work up an appetite when you're doing whatever it is you do there.
Is it illegal in anywhere in the States? It's got to be legal in Vegas because that's something that happens.
Oh, yeah, Nevada. Nevada is 100% legal, yeah.
Yeah.
But in Canada, it's not legal. It's just kind of like you said, you just turn your cheek about it, so to speak.
Yeah, it's just they just don't talk about it.
Right.
I want to know about this place, like, seriously.
Is brothels, I can't believe I'm putting this on our Google search.
Dave, I wonder if because your name's Dave, you'd be like a special treatment kind of situation there.
If yes, question. I'm changing my name.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Dave. This is my brother Dave, and this is my other brother Dave. And she's Dave too.
Oh my gosh. It'll be a date night.
Just three Daves trying to have a religious moment, you know?
By the way, for the record, that's what I love about Chinese immigrants. They could have like, "Hello, my name is Steve." It's like, no,
pick,
it's not.
They pick their English name.
I love Russell Peters when he does his stand-up. He's like, "What's your name?" He's like, "Yeah, Steve." No, it's not. No, what's your real name?
Well, and they do it because we can't pronounce these fucking names, right? They actually do it as a favor to us.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good place to wrap it. We'll finish on a Chinese name joke. Awesome.
Perfect. Fucking there
exactly.
Go.
Just the way we drew it up.
Yeah.
Just the way the Blue Jays did yesterday. Fuck.
Yeah, oh, God.
Before we go, Tommy, you never told us what you put on your hot dog since we're closing up.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's dying to hear it, Tommy.
Yeah. Where I put my hot dog? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, Dave's Pleasure Palace.
Dave's Pleasure Palace. So we got to know how to serve Tommy.
It honestly depends how the hot dog's made. If it's boiled hot dog, I use mustard, ketchup, and horseradish.
Horseradish.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And if it's grilled, then I like the whole onions and just basically loaded with everything. And I love barbecue sauce on them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never understood barbecue sauce. It's like, I put it on the barbecue. You should put barbecue sauce on it to make it taste like it came from the barbecue. But it did come from the barbecue. Yeah, put sauce on it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, this has given me a great idea for a business. Hot dogs and pleasure.
Hot dogs and fortune cookies.
You order the hot dog, you go get your pleasure, and on your way out, you walk out with your hot dog.
Yeah, I certainly hope I leave with my hot dog. If I don't, that's the worst fucking pleasure palace I've ever been to. Yeah,
here's a hot dog. Use it however you want it.
Oh, God.
That's a great way. That's a great loophole, though. Come on in. We serve hot dogs. Your hot dog. Yeah.
No, it should be we serve your hot dog.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, we're back again next Monday.
No one's coming back after this show.
See you guys. And all through life we just bond, you will belong close to my
That was fun. Oh, he actually left.
Oh, wow. He's done. He's really done.
He really went for it. No, I think he's just mad that you're not drinking, Dave.
Probably.
It really hurts him.
Yeah, probably. You totally threw him a curveball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have waited until he gets home.
Yeah, I thought about it, but fuck him. I like watching him suffer.